you're supposed to shine with the Mars, but the Jupiter and the Mercury and the Neptune. That's the particular thing we are here, right? Because the guys that are here, what did he say he would put us? In the land of milk and honey, right?
Ashe.
It's the only place we know of in the universe that has honey. And that's not, you know what I'm saying?
Is that true?
Yeah. And where else are bees in the universe?
They don't have bees in Australia?
I mean, on Earth. You know, as gods, we are placed on here. We don't let them milk the honey. We're in this galaxy. Galaxy or galactose is milk.
Galactose.
This galaxy of milk and honey. There's something special about this particular.
Damn, that was deep, bro. I ain't know that.
You dropped it because of how you said, you just put that clue together for me. If we are in here, we are in here and everything is governed, everything is in order, right? We come in your particular lives. I'm the Sagittarian lives.
Ashe.
And that carried, that was Jacob, and that was John the Baptist. So I gotta go see the face of God. And when I do that, I gotta be out there in the truth. The next set was the Capricorn, you know what I'm saying? Okay. That was Jesus and Eshu. That's you all day. You got the real and you got the, well, you know, you finna get fucked up, break it down.
And your best friend. Could be your best friend.
Every station, you know what I'm saying? And then the archetypes go. And they break it down every culture like that. It's that shit the same with the real or the Buddha shit. You take it down to the Indian shit.
I just had an epiphany about Men in Black, right?
Yes.
The movie Men in Black, the first one. Remember with the little thing in the boy in the man's head when he cracked him open? Yeah. What did he say? Where's the galactose? It's on, how you spell Orion?
Orion.
I am on Ori.
Yeah.
In order to get the milk and honey, you have to be on your Ori.
And it wasn't on the one you thought you was looking at. It was the one that was down here with you.
It was the one that was right here the whole, you've been looking out the whole time, and the galactose is here.
Right there, the galactose.
And the milk and honey is
here.
Is you.
You, bro. You got it the whole time.
Right.
It took the little man inside the man to tell you.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. And he was dying. The little man inside of you was dying.
On his way out, he gave you the truth.
But guess who he gave it to, though? Did he give it to?
No, it's that lady.
Exactly. He had to give it to the womb. He had to go back to Oshun.
Every time she had to take it in her room.
He had to go back to the womb. Bro, this is science.
Yeah. They're giving us the same. It's funny. It's like, we're gonna give them the same story a million ways. They don't know which way to come at it, but it's all true.
And again, going back to the visit today, that burning frankincense, the Egyptians burned frankincense, then grabbed one of their, literally, their gods, one of the, like, a deity, whether it was a statue, I have a screenshot, grabbed a statue off the shrine,
put it
and sprinkled water on it. And then gave it an offering of food and drink.
Right.
Are you serious?
Okay.
It's not to say that we didn't know that, but like I said, when things started to come full circle, because the energy said, okay, now you're ready to meet me. And I've been to the Egyptian visit, the Egyptian visit museum in Houston, Texas. When I tell you, it's way more elaborate. It's way longer, it's way bigger. But I didn't read nothing. I mean, I read, but I wasn't with myself, you understand?
With the pieces.
And it was still good, but it just, I didn't, I wasn't.
Look at the pieces, bro. Look at the scrutiny we found in the pieces. What's fucked up to me is that we sitting here looking at it, and I'm sitting there looking at the stuff, and I'm like, this ain't real, this ain't come from here, this come from a land.
Exactly.
And I'm not even a super expert, but I know when I read and they say that
certain things.
And then
the contradictions that come in,
where
some of the stuff was beautiful,
on, that kid
and some
shit,
of the, and some of the, when he explained that, did you hear him explain it to me?
Yeah, but that was bullshit, bro.
In my opinion,
that was fluff.
First of all, I'm not gonna call it fluff because I'm a researcher. What he said was the cute was not. It's not a, and it kind of it made me. It's making me want to research it. I don't know this.
Wouldn't it be interesting if it came from him and then it became something? different when they went up there.
I mean, I don't doubt that, but I just want to know in the black skies. What, yes, that's what I'm saying. So the kilt, it may be an original word, but because it's been so grown in our culture in such a way, and I don't care about it like that. But the way they kept putting it on there was like, wait, kilt?
But they never said that that's what that was. It ain't, it's nowhere in our culture.
But the thing about it is, it may be, but it's just so far washed out.
True.
That because who wears them now? You don't see. Yes. Remember the movie with Samuel L. Jackson, and he had a kilt on. He was a chemist, an alchemist. Do you remember that? And he had Formula 51. Formula
51.
My eye. Sean Gold.
The formula to make
cancer and That was alarm, by the way, guys. But what was he doing though? Yeah. What did he do? He made a drug from all natural products that you could not trace, and it got you higher than any cocaine, anything. And what did he do? He even made a placebo. Had people thinking they were stupid gone. Bro, the shit was cold. I gotta go back and watch that. Check out Formula 51, y'all.
Do you not get what that exists right now in our society?
What's that? Oh yeah, shit, sure.
PlayStation, Xbox.
But I'm just saying the way that he,
because people be gone.
The way that he had a kilt on was really part of my whole. Then he said, "I'm going back to." At the end of the movie, he said, "I'm going." He was first of all naked outside golfing, and he said, "I'm going back to Ireland or Scotland to something about my ancestors."
Wow.
I don't know if you remember that, but I remember it almost implicitly, not all of it. Yeah. But I'm gonna go back and watch the movie again, but at the end he said something about my ancestors, they from Scotland or some shit like that.
But it's the other part too though. I wanna go back talking about those statues here, though. Because to look at how that was done and to know specifically that certain things were done, like the lightening of the skin is one thing, the cutting off of paint, the defacing of noses, the stuff they had on display, man, where the faces were misshapen, the eyes and things weren't in balance, the noses didn't fit the rest of the face.
But think about this real quick, just to interject, because it just dawned on me that, guys, we were in the Cincinnati Museum, man. It was beautiful, awesome artwork, awesome displays, everything. But we went to the Egyptian exhibit. And it was some inconsistencies and, you know, what we know and what we study. And a lot of it was just like, whoa. But what I want to get to is the idea or the dichotomy that you had so many Caucasian people. Nothing against the Edomites. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm talking about? But you had a lot of Caucasian people there in the Egyptian visit. And we went on a regular day. This is like a Wednesday or something. And in my opinion, Cincinnati, downtown Cincinnati in particular, is very urbanized, right? It's gentrification going on, but it's urban. And I'm saying to myself, why is it not more, I mean, this is a no school, couple weeks before. And so it further lets me know that the people who put a lot of that stuff there, they know the people who created the stuff, in a sense, they're gonna give you whatever they give you. And for the most part, they already know that they came up with it in this idea, or not even that, they just know that, well, this is just history. You know what I mean? So there's no really cross-referencing. So when they see something that says X, Y, and Z, A, B, and C, or it looks like that, they see greatness versus we see certain subtle inconsistencies and say, no, y'all changed this. Yeah. Y'all took his whole nose. Why is his nose and his nipples bronze and the rest of the statue is the color of the ocean? How does this happen?
What does this look like? I mean, honestly.
And if you tell me that, you tell me.
It looks altered.
Even if you tell me something is scientifically accurate, I still would say it still wouldn't look like that.
Right. Because compare it to other art. Okay. And you think about a time where things like a person being an artist, being an artisan, being a sculptor.
Artesian.
You know, you know, being a person who is a master of this thing, I'm not putting out a statue of this thing that we call.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That we call the Great Mother.
Ashe.
Mama Aset.
Ashe.
You know, that you call Isis.
And the way that they worshiped back in the day, unlike now, was so harmonic.
Yeah.
And it was also so beautiful in the sense of, like, it was not nothing to play with.
Nah.
It was no talking. It was no laughing. Nah. It was no nothing like that.
Right.
You know, it was just straight.
So you gonna sit here and you gonna tell me, right, that on one side of the equation, you got a master who's acknowledged, and he got a whole room and area. And living quarters for his people in places where they can practice and look at different faces and do different forms and make sure they get it right. But on the whole other side, you got all these statuettes that are crooked, that are deformed, that are not straight lines, that the eyes looking every which way,
and
this, that, and the other.
Just to speak on it,
that's not what we do.
Just to speak on it on a more modern level, or, you know, just to veggie in.
Yeah.
Most especially ATR, African traditional religion.
Yeah.
They don't, if you have a statue and it's broke, something missing on it, they don't got the axe, it ain't got the, you know, that's not good. That's taboo. Like, that's taboo to put that on your altar. You know what I'm saying? Or that's taboo to have a shrine to something like that when, oh, it's broke off, and unless it broke off for a reason, or, you know, you have some divination done in some form or fashion, or you know why, or it's a purpose. But if it's just broke, you bought it broke, and you just gonna use it because it's, you know what I'm saying, or it's disfigured, or the cheek over here instead of on the face. Nah, it's the energy you throwing it. You disrespecting the energy.
Let me put this back out on record, because this vibration hasn't been spoken in a long time.
I say
we'll speak it back up on the official.
Okay.
Because you gotta understand that the evolution of the art and the what we put out, because you've been confused to think that the Dozier pyramid that's all crumbly and soft and ugly shaping is like the older stuff, and they got better because they gave you the point of their history from a time when it was dark to where it became white.
Okay?
So you thinking they told you it went from that to this other so-called greatness, when no, actually the quality and the efficiency of the work changed. Because others came in who were not part of the original bloodline, original craftsmanship, and didn't respect the old ways, and the old secrets did not get passed down.
Ashe.
We know this as the brothers. Like, if I don't see you as myself, I can't give you nothing.
Ashe.
Period.
One thing I noticed in that museum as well was when they put, it was cool how they did it, but they would take pieces of the tablets and slabs that they found of certain figurines or certain deities, and they would like outline around them the actual thing that they knew it was, but then put the physical thing the physical evidence that they found inside this, so it was like a cutout or whatever. It was pretty cool. But I'm thinking about it now, and I said, all of the outline that was on the outside was white,
right,
and the outline itself was black. I just want to throw that out there, just because that's how a lot of times they throw it right in our face, and we don't even get it to buy. Maybe right now, if we're lucky, in the sense that it's literally saying, no, whatever you see in that little slab, that's only the piece of not only what we have, but what we're going to show you. Mixed with, on the outside, we're going to say we're consuming the real image with this, of course, predominantly pale understanding. Ashe, look at it. Ashe. Oh, okay.
So this is the other thing. I got to ask a question about, like, why ain't nobody there? It's the middle of the week.
Y'all hear the dogs, man. We out here in the nature, man. You know what it is.
Ashe. So you got to think about, like, this too. Where is it? Where is this display happening? It's at a museum. So first you're talking about, like, our demographic. Who's going to the museum, bro? Right? Then who got the membership, who doing this? Then if you're doing this, you're paying extra to go look at this.
A museum's whole just because of the idea that for you to even want to do that, you gotta have a certain mentality of a certain kind of value on knowledge and on accuracy.
We only came across it because we do this kind of stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I only came across it not because per se, just you do this kind of stuff. I went to the one in Houston, and I mean, it's magnificent because I'm like, wait, you can go to, they got a museum district? Like, let me check it out. And mm-hmm. I had a friend, we went, and it was cool. But my whole point is that unless you have either been trained or shown, and most of the time both, that higher knowledge is in a place, and I'm not even going to say a museum is higher mm-hmm. knowledge. That's just where you can verify what, like I said, what are the contradictions? Right. Some stuff may be accurate, depending on who. If you go to a Jewish museum and it's Jewish people that run the museum, that put philanthropy in the museum, that push the budget and make the decisions on the board and everything like that, mm-hmm. then sure, maybe. That probably have a little bit more, because it's going to be biasly to them. And, it, you know, if it's my group, I'm not going to short myself. But that's not what it is. We all know. And on the outside, I don't know you didn't notice this, mm-hmm. but on the outside, it was like right before we went in.
You talking about the two gods?
No. I'm about to give it to you. Right, ain't nothing to do with no gods. Mm-hmm. Right on the outside, it had a list of the people who fund this.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I mean, at least 400 to 500 names. And mostly all of those names were names of graciousness.
What's up, man?
Fantastic.
You're beautiful. Is evil afoot?
You guys are up here.
Okay. I see.
Don't move a muscle.
All right.
Don't get any mud in the shoes.
Okay.
Well, y'all, man, we gonna close it down with that, man. We appreciated the egg bays, the KB, and the Omos. So we're gonna go ahead and break it off. You see her. We say Odabo. See you later. Bye.
Namaste, y'all.
Till next time. Asha.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Lou.